Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony transcribed. Mmm, Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Yes, when it's Kroger Tender Ray Beef, you know it just has to be delicious. It's the best eating beef you've ever tasted, because Kroger Tender Ray is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. You know it's tender because by the original Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. Yes, Kroger Tender Ray beef is luscious red, rich in savory juices, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And remember, Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've ever served or your money back. So go to your neighborhood Kroger store soon and get the finest beef value in town. Get always fresh, always tender Kroger Tender Ray beef. It's delicious. And now, Hearts in Harmony. If Johnny Keith made the long trip back from South Africa primarily to see Penny Gibbs, the journey is bringing poor results, for most of Penny's time is being taken up by young Dr. Joel Evans. And it isn't because Penny prefers Joel to Johnny. It's just that Joel asks her first. Today, however, as she prepares to leave her house, she has plans to see neither of them, but to spend the day at the community center. As she approaches the front door, though, Freddie Lang calls to her.
Hey, Gibbsy. Penny.
Yes, Freddie, what is it?
You got a minute that you're not using?
Oh, I suppose I could spare a few. Aren't you going to the farm this morning?
Yeah, sure, but I'm waiting for Helen. She had to go upstairs and change her dress. She says the one she's wearing's too warm.
Yeah, it is awfully warm today. I'm afraid I'm going to roast in this.
You better stick to it. This time of year, the weather changes fast.
I know, it's kind of cloudy out. That may mean rain and a rather cool afternoon. Listen, Helen ought to keep
her... Oh, I know. I told her, but she wants to do it her way. Say, look, Nora told me yesterday that Mr. Billings wants to talk to me. You know what it's about?
No, I don't, Freddie. Didn't Nora say?
No. When I asked her, she said she had no idea. Got a sort of funny feeling about that.
Oh, Freddie, it's probably nothing. If you're worried about it, though, why don't you ask Jed?
I was going to this morning, but then I thought maybe I'd wait and talk to him about it tonight, or at least ask him what it's all about anyway.
Freddie, you don't have a guilty feeling about anything, do you?
Well, no, not that I know of. And I don't know why Mr. B would tell Nora he wants to talk to me. Well, why didn't he just come to me?
Because he doesn't see much of you anymore, Freddie, with the long hours you spend at the farm.
Oh.
Maybe it was something Nora and he were talking about that's made him want to talk to you.
Yeah, I guess it is something like that. Nora was so funny about it when she told me, though. And I don't mean funny ha-ha either.
Freddie, it's your imagination.
It could be. Well, look, if you don't know what Mr. B wants to talk to me about, I guess it's not too important.
No, just remember that Jed doesn't tell me everything that's on his mind. I also have a strong hunch that you're not telling me what's on yours.
Nothing on my mind at all, Gibbsy, but just a lot of work at the farm. At least there's nothing else I know of. At least nothing that's bothering me.
Well, that's good. It might be that Jed wants to talk to you about the house. I understand construction's been held up again.
Yeah, that's right. That's probably it. The fire did more damage than we thought. Ruined the plumbing in the part of the house that burned down. Some sort of tricky pipes or something. Yeah, I'll bet that's just what he wants to see me about.
Mm-hmm, it's very possible.
I'm all set now, Freddie.
Okay, Helen, come on, let's go, huh?
I took a sweater along, Freddie, just in case. Oh, good morning, Penny.
Good morning, Helen. You look very nice.
Oh, thanks. I guess Roswell's doing me some good and it's beginning to show a little.
You're really beginning to like it here, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's nice. Small towns are for me from now on. It don't matter if you ain't got a lot of clothes and a swell place to live. As long as you got a job and a couple of friends, you're okay.
Well, you're not going to have a job very long if we don't get out to the farm.
Okay, Freddie, you're the boss, but you're going to be just as late to work as I am.
I must remember the boss has the right to be late. Say, Gibbsy, can we give you a lift to the center, or are you going to take your own car?
No, thanks. I'm not taking my car, though. I'm walking. It's a nice morning. Anyway, I'll be at the center from now until late this evening, so I think I'll get some air.
Angela,
think we better close that window, too. The wind shifted and the rain's being blown the other way.
Oh, I had no idea there were so many windows in the center, Penny. It's raining harder than ever now.
Yeah.
There. Another few minutes and we'd have had to mop up the floor.
Did it rain in much?
No, just a few drops. The floor was just waxed, so a little rain won't hurt. Oh, this has been some day, hasn't it?
Yeah. Rainy afternoon certainly doesn't keep the oysters away, though, does it?
I think it sends them here. After all, the outdoors isn't much good to them when it's raining.
No, I suppose not. Well, I guess we'll have a house full again this evening.
Hmm? Well, I'm sure we will. Oh, let's relax while we can. I'm going to sit down before I collapse.
All right, so will I.
Ooh. This feels better. I didn't know I was so tired.
No, I never do until I relax, and then suddenly I'm exhausted.
You've put in a long day here, Penny. Don't you want to go home?
I should say not. Your day's been longer than mine, and you're staying.
Well, this is what I asked for when I left Etherton Hospital. Why don't you go on home?
Oh, and all this rain? Anyway, I didn't bring an umbrella. I walked over this morning.
Oh, so that's why you're so willing to stay.
No, if I wanted to go, I'd borrow an umbrella. Golly, look at that rain come down.
Well, it's really pouring out now, isn't
it? Yeah, no sign of a let-up either. Afraid it's going to storm all night.
Ooh, did you say storm? You used the right word. I think that was thunder, wasn't it?
Yeah, we're in for an awfully bad night.
Well, we're in at least, and not out in it.
I kind of like being out in the rain, Angela, don't you?
If I'm dressed for it, and if it isn't too hard.
I suppose this rain is just a little too hard to walk in. Oh, but when it's soft, the kind of rain that April sometimes brings, I like to walk in it with my hat off, my face up.
Oh, so do I. How much alike we are, Penny. The little things we do, and well, you don't mind my saying that, do you?
No, I'm very pleased at being like you. And I think we are alike in, oh, many ways.
Well, we certainly think alike. It surprises me sometimes.
Me too. I don't think we've ever disagreed.
Only when you were in the hospital and you wouldn't take your medicine.
Oh, how I hated you. How I hated all nurses.
And how I wanted to give you a spanking at times. I thought you were the most spoiled brat I'd ever met. And then before I knew it, I was spoiling you myself.
Spoiling me nothing. You were the meanest, nastiest, most hard-boiled, heartless, unsympathetic.
Oh, what wonderful opinions we had of each other.
No, I'm just joking, Angela.
Yeah, so was I. Well, for some reason or other, as soon as you were well enough to talk to, I knew we were going to be friends long after you left the hospital.
You know, I had that feeling, too. And I knew that for some reason or other, you'd leave the hospital and move to Rossville. And that was long before I dreamed of the city.
We never know what's going to happen to us, do we? Here today, somewhere else tomorrow. Not knowing makes it exciting, you know?
It wouldn't be any fun if we knew what was going to happen next. The unexpected things, well, like meeting someone, can be exciting sometimes, as you ought to know.
As I ought to know?
Angela Brill, Pat's not making a secret of it, so why should you?
Oh, I see. Penny, does he like me?
What do you think?
I'm afraid to guess. I think it's just a case of, oh, well, he's lonesome and I'm unattached. And you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You're wrong, though, Angela. Pat may be full of foolishness, but he doesn't pretend. If he's given you the impression that he's interested in you, he's really interested.
Oh, it's almost too good to be true. Makes me feel new and alive again. Makes me daydream, and daydreaming is something I gave up a long time ago.
So Pat has you daydreaming, has he? Aha! It's going to be interesting.
You're in the midst of something interesting yourself. Do you know that for the last few days you and Joe seem to have been, well, walking on air?
Have we?
Oh, you know you have. He walks around as if he didn't have a care in the world, and you know he has.
Yes, he does. He's finding it rather hard to get his practice started. Oh, Angela, I wish he hadn't left Everton Hospital.
So do I, but he seems to have accomplished what he came to Rossville to do. Is it love, Penny, on both sides?
No, Angela.
Are you sure? Then account for the way you act. You're gay again, and there's an air of excitement about you.
Joel has nothing to do with it.
Oh, then Johnny's the reason.
No, Johnny isn't the reason. You're just like all the rest, Angela. When I say it's not Johnny, you think it's Joel. If it isn't Joel, it's Johnny. Hasn't it ever occurred to anyone that neither one of them... Oh,
telephone.
Want me to get it?
No, thanks. I'll get it. Still raining hard, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Hard as ever. It's not harder. I think it's going to pour all night.
Yeah, it probably will. Hello?
Oh, Gibbsy?
Yeah.
Say, look, Penny, this is Freddie. Do me a favor, will you?
If I can.
I've been trying to call the house and talk to Nora, but the line's busy. Been busy for half an hour now.
Well, that's strange.
Yes, it is. Maybe the phone's out of order, though. You can check. But as soon as you can, will you call the house for me and tell Nora that I'm going to be late again tonight?
Yes, Freddie, I'll tell her.
Thanks a lot. Bye now.
Bye. I don't know what to make of that, Angela.
Don't know what to make of what?
Freddie and the way he's working late. Golly, I'm not the suspicious type. Furthermore, it's none of my business, but it's more than a coincidence that Freddie has to work late so many nights ever since Helen Burroughs came to town. Now what are you pulling, Freddie? That old I'm out of gas routine?
No. Plenty of gas in the car yet, Helen. Rain's coming down so thick that I can hardly see where I'm going. But I just pull off the road for
it's
a while.
It's not the rain, Freddie. I can see all right, and so can you.
Okay. So I just wanted to stop and talk a while. It's early yet.
It's almost 10.
That's early.
It used to be. But not for little Helen these days. Not anymore. You'll have me up feeding the chickens pretty soon. And liking it, too.
You really like it here now? And like the job? The farm?
Oh, I'd be crazy if I didn't. Freddie is the nicest thing that ever happened to me. The best break I've ever had. Oh, I wish there was some way I could thank you.
Oh, there's a way, all right. It's a nice, easy one. Here.
Oh, here. No, Freddie, don't.
Okay, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was okay. Oh, but Freddie, it makes me want to run away. If this keeps up, I'm just going to have to beat it.
Helen, you leave and I'll leave with you.
I ought to get torn apart for this, Freddie. That's what I hoped you'd say. Yeah, that's just what I'd hoped you'd say.
So the relationship between Helen Burroughs and Freddie Lang is getting more threatening to Nora's happiness every day. Will Jed's coming talk with Freddie come in time to prevent disaster? And what has caused a change in Penny if it isn't either Dr. Evans or Johnny Keith? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Friends, when you taste the wonderful freshness, the wonderful tenderness of Kroger Tender Ray Beef, you'll say, too, delicious. Yes, it's the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray Beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And listen, not only does Kroger offer you the best eating beef you ever tasted, Kroger also offers you more meat for your money. You see, Kroger gives you more meat, less waste, because Kroger has a special way of cutting beef. Kroger removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends before your purchase is weighed and priced. So to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Ladies, visit your Kroger store soon to get Kroger Tender Ray Beef, the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. An exclusive Kroger value, Kroger Tender Ray Beef is available only at your Kroger store. And remember, at Kroger's you get more meat for your money, because Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. So without delay, get the finest beef value in town, Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.